Welcome to the home for lost 20-year-olds. Join Brina and Josie as they struggle to navigate their 20s and try to laugh them off by sharing the adventure with you. This is 20-something and Thriving.
Hi, Thrivers. Thanks for joining me. Happy New Year's Day. Whoop, whoop. 2020 is finally here. How crazy is that? It is insane. I cannot believe that it is the year 2020, but here we are. Welcome. So it's just me, Josie, today. Brina and I just had really opposite schedules with the holiday season and families and things going on. So I figured I'd give this a shot solo, right, monologue style. I'm sure there will be times that I'm sick or gone that she'll have to attempt the same thing. So let's do this together. Let's see how this solo train goes. I will always start with my thriving story, right? I am thriving this week by the mess in my condo. It is just wall-to-wall chaos, unfortunately. I have been so bad about cleaning. So has my husband. The world has just gotten away from us, and that really reflects in the condition of our condo. I have plans to clean, and then, you know, things happen, get busy, pick up shifts at work. So hopefully after I record this, I will do at least a bit of deep cleaning before going on with with my day. But here we are. It's not disgusting, right? Like, I don't have dishes piled up or anything like that. It's just basically clothes, like wall-to-wall clothes. We have like four piles of clean folded laundry downstairs and Christmas treats like in containers just all over the counter. And then our bedroom just looks like a clothing store threw up. We've got like these little bins that we put clothes in, and the other morning woke up to a crash. Turns out Sid, our lovely cat, knocked it over. So just all of the clothes that were in there are just in a pile on the floor in front of it. Because I haven't touched it. So it's a real great time. But at least the bathrooms are clean. Because my husband has had the flu the day after Christmas. So I deep clean those bathrooms before and after the puking escapades. Because he wants to throw up in a gross bathroom, right? That just makes you feel so much worse. So I couldn't get to the rest of the condo. But at least I cleaned the bathroom for him, right? A plus wifely duties. Yes. So, speaking of day after Christmas, since it is, you know, New Year Day, and this is kind of where the holiday festivities usually wrap itself up, right? We are with family visiting or had family visit. Usually it's like from Christmas to around New Year's Day time. So as we, you know, wrap this phase up of the year, I just want to take a minute to talk about those who maybe didn't have the Christmas New Year's feeling that you were expecting or wanting or used to, or just one that doesn't seem to fit everyone else's, because that's where I'm at in life right now. And as much as I'm thankful for everything that I have, it also kind of stinks to be alone, right? Like, it's not the best feeling waking up on Christmas Day with no close family around that you're used to. So I'm just going to delve into that and see where that conversation takes me. And hopefully some of you can relate. And if not, hopefully, you know, this makes you think of someone where you can sort of reach out and offer that reassurance and say, you know, happy holidays, I am thinking of you and do wish you the best or wish you were here. Because that's all any of us really want to hear, right? We just want to feel loved and included. So again, I'll start with just talking about my holiday season this year. So I am thankful. It was my first holiday season with my husband as a married couple, which I think is super special and great, right? I'm so thankful that we did get married this year and that we can start off 2020 good notes with one another and, you know, really start this year strong. And also having our first Christmas together as a married couple, at least we had that to kind of put a positive spin on not being by any other family this Christmas season and kind of start our own traditions, whether we keep them or change them or add to them, right? This will always be our first Christmas as Mr. and Mrs. So I think that was something really cool and special that we can look back on in the future. But with that said, like, we weren't around any other family, and it was a weird and new thing for both of us. Even last year, my mom and sister flew out here for Christmas, and every year before that, we were both in Green Bay for Christmas. I don't think either of us had a Christmas away from family. So, right, this Christmas started this season, and we were both working a lot right up through Christmas Eve. Right now, we're both working retail, which, you know, doesn't close down much for anything. Both of our places of work were closed Christmas Day, and that's it. So that doesn't give us a whole lot of breaks, especially as people shop around for last-minute gifts, right? I work at PetSmart, and I am the dog trainer, but that doesn't mean that I don't fill in other areas where I'm needed. So I did a lot of floor work this week, you know, as a normal sales associate and at the register. So Christmas Eve, I worked an 8-hour shift and came home and saw bags of presents for me, not wrapped. Didn't peek in them, but then my mom and sister wanted to FaceTime, which was awesome. So we FaceTimed them and did our present opening of the presents that they had sent, and we had sent them, and, you know, what my mom had gotten all of us, and it was really special. So thankful that we had that time. Even though it wasn't in person, it was over FaceTime, right? We pretended that we were all there. But it did give us a little bit of FOMO, definitely wishing we were there and doing this all in person rather than over a computer. But thank God for electronics and that we were still able to do that this holiday season. So that was really nice. And then we went to bed and woke up Christmas Day. And we did not wake up in the happy Christmas spirit, right? I woke up and wanted to go downstairs and make coffee, and Brian's like, nope, you can't go downstairs yet. And so I realized that he hadn't even wrapped the presents he got me yet, and that he had only gotten presents for me on Christmas Eve. So I felt hurt. I felt like he didn't put any thought into it, and like he didn't really care. And that, you know, hurt me. And so I told him, and we talked about it. And he's just never been a Christmas person, right? And I knew that this was going to be a hard holiday season for me, and usually I am quite the Scrooge. Usually Christmas reminds me of seasonal depression that usually hits, and although, like, Christmas Day is nice, that's usually about it for me, and then I turn back into Scrooge. But I had said this year that I wanted to try and not be a Scrooge this year and enjoy it. And that was kind of my way of coping with knowing that I wouldn't be around anyone. At least I could try and make it a little bit magical. So, but my husband's kind of Scrooge too. And he wasn't completely aboard that idea. So he didn't do it on purpose to hurt me, right? A, he is a procrastinator to the max, and B, he didn't, like, realize how important it was to me that there were presents, right, waiting. He was like, you're gonna get them anyway. I was like, why does it have to be right now? Okay. So we talked through it, got on the same page, talked about how we were feeling about it, and I think it went well, right? I mean, Christmas is another year away now, so we'll see if it resonated next year, but we talked through it. All is forgiven. I am no longer hold a grudge against him. Things happen. It was like a quiet day. I get it. So then we talked about that, and then we both, like, started thinking about how much we missed our families, and we both cried, right? It's hard being away from everyone. So we were both pretty heartbroken, pretty sad, missing that magic of having family around, and we both just let it out. And I'm glad we had each other to do that, right? But that's not how most Christmas mornings go, unfortunately. But that's how ours did. And so, you know, we kind of let ourselves feel our feels and then pulled it together. And he's like, okay, I'm going to go downstairs and I'll let you know when you can come down. So he wrapped the presents, and then I ventured down and we exchanged gifts with each other. And it was nothing crazy, right? Small gifts. We are in our young 20s. We can't afford much. We had set budgets beforehand and talked about that, because you don't want to, like, disappoint each other. You also don't want, like, one person to feel bad because the other spent more. So we set expectations, because that's where we're at in life. And I loved my gifts. He loved his. It's great. We made breakfast. You know, I really think that we were able to let out how we were feeling in the morning and move on with our day, which was nice. And then we got ready, and by ready, I mean put on our Christmas onesies. Thank you, Mom. And we went over to our friend Beck and Ben's house, who were also, you know, not home with their families this Christmas season because they couldn't be, and they had just bought a new house, and so we were helping them break in their new house and spend Christmas there. And it was a lot of fun to be around friends and playing games, and we ate lots of great food, and they have two dogs, so dogs always make a house a home, right? I mean, it was just so nice to be over there, and I'm so glad that we were over there all day, and that they let us be a part of their Christmas. And so then we went home that night, because everyone had to work pretty early, so we had it an early night. And then Brian wakes up at about 4:30 a.m. on the 26th with some kind of flu virus, right? Throwing up, you know, that fun jazz. So, well, that was his next about 24 hours. He's still, like, slowly getting over it, but the worst of it was, like, the fever lasted, like, 24 hours. So that was, you know, super fun, and I still had to go to work for 8 hours and then come home and take care of him, right? I mean, you got a husband who's really sick. I felt terrible. Got him medicine and blankets, but what are you going to do? You can't keep anything down. Like, the best I can do is tell you to drink water and try to eat some crackers, which is what I did, and flat 7-Up. And it kind of, you know, works itself out of your system because it's a virus. And I bought myself lots of emergency to try and not get it, and I still haven't yet, knock on wood. So, you know, spent that next day trying to nurse him back to health and then working. And then we both went back to work, right? We're not off. We work retail world where you don't really get days off. So again, around here, it's just been normal. And then New Year's Eve is right. This comes out New Year's Day. I am recording this right now, New Year's Eve, and Brian works about 12 hours. So I am thankfully off, but my husband literally works till midnight. So I will not get my New Year's kiss, and we won't get that special time, but that's okay, because this is where we're at in life. This is where we need to be, and we will have plenty more holidays to come where we'll be able to spend time with each other. But it does suck, right? It sucks being in that in-between time in our life where we're kind of still figuring things out financially and job-wise. So we kind of work every opportunity that we're given, because that's what we need to survive right now. It's a hard place to be in, right? We can't go back and see our families because we, A, can't afford the tickets, but B, even if we could, it'd be hard to afford that time off. because I'm not full time, and so therefore, like, I wouldn't be getting paid for when I'm gone. And it's a weird holiday to not be around the ones that we love and want to be around, right? Just kind of thrown back into reality. Christmas was basically a day off where I wore jammies and opened a few things rather than, you know, this time of reconnecting and being around those that we love, because I find that's the true magic. And so it's in those moments that I feel down about it and wish that I was blessed enough to go back, that I have to remember that I am blessed. I have so much more than others. I have family and friends that I want to go back and see, and that's something that not everyone has, and I need to remember that and be thankful. And I have a husband who was here with me, and a cat, because I love him too, right? Like, just because it's not the magic that I was anticipating or expecting every year doesn't mean that there wasn't small magic around. And it's okay to feel sad, and it's okay to feel, right, some type of way about how your holiday went, but then it's also okay to take a step back and remind yourself of what you do have and what is there for you, and that life comes in and goes in cycles, and right now the cycle that we're at, or the spot we're at in life, is that of figuring it out, working hard, and just being able to provide for ourselves while we're working towards that next goal. And that's not always the funnest stage, right? But it's an important one nonetheless. One to teach us work ethic and saving techniques and what we kind of want out of life, right? Where we want to end up. So that's okay. We're at a stage where we don't have kids yet relying on us because we're not ready for that. And so our holidays aren't revolved around that, and they become a little smaller and a little less magical. The magic is found less places, and I'm sure one day, you know, we'll have kids, and that magic will spark again as there's the joy of opening presents from Santa each Christmas morning. But that's the next stage, and I need to learn to appreciate the stage that I'm in. And so I'm working on that, especially this New Year's, as I spend it kind of by myself, without Brian. Probably going to go to a friend's for a New Year's party, but that's hard to go to a couple's party alone. It's just not the same, but I'll get through it, and it'll still be good. I'll just be missing my other half, because that's what he is, right? My husband, my other half. Yeah, so that's been my holiday season. I'm sorry if it wasn't the most exciting or fun or advice-filled, but that's my experience this year, and every experience has its lessons and its worth and its meaning. That's okay, and we just need to take it for what it is. So I hope me sharing how my holidays went will maybe help some of you not feel bad about how your holidays went, if they were the same, make you appreciate them, reach out to those who you think are in the same situation as me, because it is nice, right, getting those texts of thinking of you, hope you had a Merry Christmas, and, yeah, that's where I'm at. So with that said, I truly hope that you all had a very Merry Christmas, didn't miss our podcast too much, right, and were able to spend it with loved ones, even if it wasn't exactly how you pictured, and able to take in the magic of the holidays, even if it was found in quiet moments, because that's what's important, and that's what the holidays are all about. Finding magic that lives within us, not someone coming down the chimney, as fun as that is, right? Finding those little moments that make you feel magical and light and good and whole again. That's what this time of year is about, rejuvenation and love. As you close out last year and reflect back on everything that's happened, the good, the bad, the ugly, right? All of the triumphs and the learning moments instead of failures, because there's no such thing as true failure, to looking forward to the next year and what hopes and dreams you have for it, even if you're not writing down goal boards or, you know, setting these resolutions for yourself, you still have some sort of thoughts of what you want the new year to look like, right? It's a whole new decade for us, so let's take it. Let's take this decade, let's make it our own, and let's welcome in 2020 with open arms and an open heart and an open mind. And really take in what it has to offer us, holidays and all. And remember the warmth that you feel this holiday season, right? Holidays are a time for love and connection. And carry that with you as far as you can into the new year. Oftentimes we leave our families and we jump right back into the routine of things. But try and hold on to a little bit of that magic and that warmth that you feel in your gut. And carry that with you into work and into your everyday life, and hold on to that feeling as long as you can this new year, because that is what's going to drive you and help you be the most successful and happy with what you're doing. So I hope you all have the happiest new year, and I hope all of your dreams and magic comes true, and I wish you all of the best, and stick around, because I hope that there's a lot to come with this podcast. We hope the new year will bring us guests and more questions and lots of good, fresh ideas to have on the 20-something and Thriving podcast, so that we can help you navigate your 20s and thrive the best that you can. So if you have advice or ideas, or you want to be a guest on our podcast, please reach out, because that is what's in the works right now. Getting guest speakers on here and interviewing them with helpful things for you guys, right? Learning and all going through this crazy ride together of life. And as we're in the stage of our 20s, let's embrace it and make it the best that we can. So I want to give a toast. Cheers to all of you thrivers. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. And have a great 2020. Bye.
Thanks again for listening. Be sure to tune into the next episode of 20-Something and Thriving, as Brina and Josie continue to share their adventures with you.